Monday, April 29th, there's this guy on my block named Danny. He's kind of like the block president. I probably mentioned him in passing before if you're a daily listener. He kind of like has lived here forever. He's this like big Puerto Rican dude, but like comes off as Italian and like has the garage shop down the block where guys are always hanging out smoking cigars. It's just that like kind of old school Brooklyn vibe. And he kind of like, you know, looks out for the block. He knows all the cops. He like tells us everyone what to do. And hey, there's the something's happening here. And, you know, he just knows everything that's going on. Anyway, one of the things he always tells Alexis and myself is to park as close, to really hug the curb when you're parallel parking, because we have a narrow block. He says at nighttime, especially, like trucks come down and always hit side view mirrors and scratch cars and whatever. And we often don't park as close to the curb as he would like, to the point where he's like made my wife, you know, it's probably more of a male female thing than male male thing, because he's never said it to me, but he's like made Alexis like get back in the car and get closer to the curb. Anyhow, Saturday morning, when I was out and about taking the boys, you know, to swim and to Tinker Garden and wherever, at one point I noticed the left side of our car was majorly fucked up. Like it almost looked like somebody held two keys parallel to one another and just went down like 5 feet of our car holding both of them. So that sucked. It couldn't have been somebody with a key because of the you know, it was too symmetrical, like too perfect. And who the hell wants to do that with us? Anyway, we learn the next day or 2 days later, actually, the next day, yesterday, Danny sees my wife and he said, "See, he parked with your ass out, right? Right?" Talking all this shit. And he's like, "Yep, my daughter," his whole family lives on the block, obviously. "My daughter saw it like last night, 11:30, a truck came down, hit your car." Sure enough, he was right. That's what happened. So now I'm waiting for him to take me and the car to his guy in Red Hook that's going to like take care of everything on our behalf, allegedly. We'll see what happens, but God, that sucks. Here's to a better week ahead. Later.